Right. Got it. Okay. All right. It is 6:15. Welcome, everyone. I am calling our board meeting to order for January 27th, 2022. Greg, can you call roll for us, please?
Sure. Maru.
Here.
Kara.
Here.
Jan.
Here.
This is Greg. I'm here. Davis.
I am here.
Christina. I don't see Christina. I think she's absent. And I don't see Sarah. I think Sarah will join us shortly, though. But for now, I'll put her absent. There you go. We got quorum.
We have quorum. Thank you very much, Greg. All right. So do we have any need to reorder any of the items on our agenda today? I am seeing a bunch of heads nodding no, so I'm going to assume that that is a no. Do we have any appreciations either from the board or from the community?
I appreciate our staff and all of our teachers and everyone who has been bending over backwards to make sure our kids stay in school this past month. It's been a small feat, and I appreciate it.
I was going to say the same thing. And broader appreciation for science and the vaccines, which are helping people not get really sick from Omicron.
Absolutely.
I'd like to give an appreciation. It was super smooth for us to get those home test kits. Really easy dropping off kits. Being asked, hey, you have your kid. That was really good. Thank you.
Awesome.
I'll appreciate Mr. Bradley, who hosted my daughter, who got to like tutor and like give a lesson to my niece. So that was that was fun to hear about at the dinner table.
Anyone else?
Sure. I appreciate I want to just huge, huge appreciation to all of our teachers and the whole staff who have been showing up every day in support of the folks who cannot and in support and like shuffling around and being in classrooms they've never been in and being alone in classrooms for weeks. And Mr. Bissonnette for being one of those folks that just like stepped in and subbed in like every class alone for every day for a very long time. So just thank you to all the folks who have been coming in every day and really helping out those folks who have been unable to, so that we can just be consistent and here for kids.
Like to piggyback on that to make an ask of people to please reach out to your classroom teachers to share that gratitude with them, because it's been a really, really hard start to the new year. And the teachers have been really standing in that and really holding a lot of space for everybody.
Anyone else? Any other appreciations? All right. Thank you very much, everyone. We will move on to board member comments. Do any of the board members have any comments on items not on tonight's agenda? See head shaking no. All right. Do we have any presentations from the floor? Do we have any items from our community members that pertain to items not on tonight's agenda?
Oh, I did want to know who I could speak to about possibly a solution for the parking situation. I mean, like, just to, you know, kind of brainstorm and figure out some ideas to, you know, fix that. I understand, you know, like the limited amount of space that we're operating with and in the community that we're in, but we might be able to figure out some, you know, pretty good ways to make it a smoother transition, both in the morning and in the afternoon. So I don't mind helping out with that.
We don't normally like comment back, but in this case, it's totally fine. You know, I assume Krishna, you can, or Daniel, you can follow up with Donald and help him get connected to whoever is puzzling through traffic and parking and things like that.
Absolutely. Feel free to reach out. It honestly has not been a priority in January. It has come up a bunch of times over the course of the year, and we've done lots of thinking around it. And so maybe we can share and see whether there's some new ideas.
Any other presentations from the floor? If not, I will hand it over to Krishna for the head of school report.
All right. You guys see my screen okay? All right. Well, it's January. It's 2022 already. And it feels like it's been most of a year this month, but a couple of just recent upcoming events. We're still offering our on-site COVID testing every Friday that we're open. It's back to PCR testing, and this last week's results, I think, came in Sunday morning for Friday tests, which was great. They had some struggles in those first weeks, as did, I think, all testing agencies with like an overwhelm of number of tests, but we're back to normal there. So please make sure if you want to do that, you do need to sign up. I think the official cutoff is Thursdays at 5. Worth a shot, though. If you haven't signed up, you might still be able to, but can't do same day. Next week is Kindness Week. Miss Jessie's running.
Sorry to interrupt. We had a request for interpretation. Can we just pause real quick while we get that going? Let me just quickly pause the recording, and then, because this might just take me just a moment.